Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive and keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's voice for vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know we are ready, and I want to thank Miss Victoria for coming in and helping us make this happen. This is the first of four podcasts that we're going to do to help the rest of the veterans. This is called A Way to Happiness. Okay? Right now is needed more than ever because our illustrious president has gone around and cut the fat out of the game. So all of us have to go back to work and fill in that gap. That's our job. That's what somebody upstairs prayed for us to be ready for this time. And we're ready. I want to thank the Florida Veterans Coalition for assisting us in this one. And we want to thank a very special friend, my buddy here, Jack Brady, who we're going to now talk so that you get more information. This is still A Voice for Veterans, and our program is still, guess what? We support vets too. If you are a fireman, you support vets.
I do indeed.
If you're a teacher, you support vets. And if you're a hospital worker, you support vets. So the program is called We Support Vets Too. I want to thank Dr. Waddell McGee. I want to thank our good friend, Richard Grosselli. He's been here for a while. He's helped us in a lot of ways, and that's the Veterans Health Network. And if you're looking at the background there, we got all of the insignias, Army, Navy, Marines, of course, our Coast Guard, Air Force, and guess what? Happened all the way, United States Space Force. They're doing something up there we don't know nothing about. What I want to do is say thank everybody for listening. I'm going to hold up something real quickly here. And we're going to make sure that anybody who wants to, they can contact us right here at the station. Wait a minute. Thank you. Way to Happiness. Operations. Thank you for tuning in. And here we go. Bingo. Florida Veterans Coalition takeover.
Thank you very much. So my name is Brett Miller. Mm-hmm. I actually serve on a number of different boards here in the Pinellas County area, veterans boards.
Okay.
One of them is the Florida Veterans Coalition. We've been doing the Memorial Day and Veterans Day events here in the city of Clearwater for 20 years now. Our mission also is to help provide emergency assistance to combat veterans in need. The Florida Veterans Coalition is a member of what's called the Community Veteran Engagement Board at Bay Pines.
Yes.
This board was created back in 2015 by VA Secretary Bob McDonald at the time.
Oh, Bob.
We meet monthly with the CEO at Bay Pines, also with the director of the benefits office that's located at Bay Pines. Our mission is to improve outcomes for veterans.
Okay.
So we've done that through a variety of different means. We set up partnerships in many cases between the VA and the community.
Mm-hmm.
One example of that is the medical legal partnership provided by Bay Area Legal Services. They come to the Bay Pines campus once a week and provide free legal services to veterans who need it.
So a veteran who's sitting on a bench, who's drinking a beer, the police came and gave him a ticket. He can actually come to Bay Pines and sit with the legal department, and they'll do what they do.
Absolutely. Yep. We also set up a partnership with Feeding Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Where
yes.
they bring fresh fruits and vegetables to the campus and also to the Clearwater Outpatient Clinic one day a week for food insecure veterans.
Can you tell us what day that is, or does it change?
I know they come to the main campus on Thursday. I'm not sure what day they come to the Clearwater Outpatient Clinic.
Okay.
This is coordinated through the whole health department at Bay Pines.
Okay.
So
okay.
these families are selected through the whole health department, through their primary care provider.
Okay.
And in addition to receiving fresh fruit and vegetables, they're also counseled on how to shop better, how to eat better.
Yes.
Many of them have their health improved from the result of doing
that. Well, no, they do, because most people, unfortunately, buy boxes. You have to get away from the boxes.
Yeah.
And you're telling me that these, I've seen the truck, but I thought they were doing the quick hot meals for the guys out there on the street. But you all are doing healthy food distribution to support veterans' families.
Exactly right.
And teaching.
Exactly.
Voice for Veterans right here. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it, but it ain't me. I just do the radio. It's the Florida Veterans Coalition. And he has several books on the happiness. I want him to hold up two or three of them.
All right.
And
so,
talk about each one.
So Operation Warrior Hope is an initiative, a suicide prevention initiative that started at American Legion Post 7 here in Clearwater.
Okay.
Warrior Hope is part of the Florida Veterans Coalition. And what we found is that when a veteran, when a service member becomes a veteran,
yes,
we transition to an environment that's unfamiliar to us.
Yes.
We lose a sense of purpose, a sense of identity, and a sense of community. We're accustomed to being part of a team, being part of a group. We now begin to operate in an environment that we wonder if our fellow civilians understand what the word team even means.
Yes, yes.
And so what we have found is that this very simple book, it's a common sense guide to better living.
Okay.
It's a non-religious moral code, 21 precepts. A precept is a principle that guides your behavior.
Exactly, exactly.
It's
a part of your character.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly right.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah. So 140 million copies of this book have been distributed worldwide.
Okay. Okay.
A friend of mine is a retired Colombian colonel, country of Colombia. He spearheaded distribution of this booklet in their country a few years ago.
Okay.
Colombia had the interesting situation where they were at a 50-year civil war with a group called the FARC. The Colombian police recognized that they had to improve relations with their civilian population.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They distributed 10 million copies of this book throughout the country of Colombia.
It made a difference.
The U.S. State Department credits the distribution of this book with ending that 50-year civil war. They call it the Colombian miracle.
Yeah.
So we have found that if we can get a veteran to do one chapter a day with this book, it begins to help them establish the channel, values channel as a civilian, as a veteran, that allows them to exist in the civilian world. And then in chapter 20, there's a list of 20 virtues. Now,
okay.
Virtue is defined as the ideal qualities of human behavior.
Yes.
And this is really the key point. You then apply one of these virtues every day for 20 days, and it begins to change the behavior of people around you. Now you're exerting some influence and control over your friends and family and associates whose survival you depend upon as well.
Right. That's exactly right.
And the environment quiets down. It's not just you. It's your environment begins to quiet down. And you've now exerted some control over your environment in such a way that people are happier. And
I hope you all are paying attention to this book, because it's only a few million out there now. In order to do what it's going to take to make this book really important is we have to do it again and again and again and again.
Right. And so the book is designed so that organizations can create their own custom cover. Here is an American Legion custom cover that was produced by a
same book, same but book a custom cover
out in Utah. I just came back from a fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago. There was a veteran nonprofit that had this book produced. It's called We Fund the Blue Foundation. And they have a project called Make America Clean Again. They travel around the country to disaster sites and to the border to clean up trash and to create a safe environment for first responders. And in the case of the Border Patrol agency.
Y'all got to remember that this is all about we, that's all of us, support vets too. And they're doing it. This isn't something that they're thinking about. They are literally doing it right now.
Now, this is an interesting little project. This is being done at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, with the 1st Combat Team, the brigade commander of the brigade.
Were they trying to find the gold that they already sent to the moon? I know where it is. They ain't fooled me. I lived in Huntsville, Alabama. My daddy was in charge of EEO direction for Fort Campbell.
Yeah, okay. Very good.
Wonderful.
So, so the Brigade Chaplain Corps have adopted this book as part of their counseling for active duty service members. If you're not aware, the 1st Brigade Combat Team has been rotating in and out of Poland and Romania since the Ukraine war went on. So this is also a great book for families and for kids. If you've got deployed parents, one or both, this helps kind of establish some parental guidance in a very safe and comfortable environment for people to kind of absorb on their own.
Thank you. You got to remember that the whole purpose of this is to bring everybody in to support veterans. And one thing about Way to Happiness and their team of organization people, the Christian Science, the L. Ron Hubbard, and people walking up and down the street, they all believe in this program.
If I might, Keith, you just mentioned Christian Science. This has nothing to do with the Christian
no,
Science.
No, it doesn't. But we happen to be up here. And you got to remember, a week ago, I took Richard to the Buddhist temple. And we have our deeds and our stuff. I learned something from my mother years ago. She said, you don't have to do it, but you have to respect it.
Sure.
So, and always show your respect for what you find, because you never know how. See, I got an answer for this. In two words. It's called, when you get out of the military, there should be a six-week course on civilian boot camp.
Right.
That's really what it should be called,
sure.
Civilian boot. When you get out, you got 6 weeks, your money's going to be changing, all the stuff that you have to get ready for, we should be doing. This is it.
It's a place for sure.
I'm going to get me a civilian boot camp and make my own book, The Way That Happens.
Very good.
Because that's all it is.
Yeah.
Bring these kids back in a way that they get a better chance. I met with one guy, let me see, and I'm listening to the story, and I'm saying, well, blah, 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 blah. And he stopped me. He said, I'm not the vet. She was. Changed my whole perspective. Because what they were arguing about were the kids. The kids were with his mother. He comes back and wants the kids back at that house. That was a whole different concept, because I'm thinking that the man, but it wasn't, it was her. A lot of more female veterans out here than we know. And I've heard that the number was, out of 20 veterans who commit suicide, 9 of them are women. That's a shame. But we're fixing that. Now, I'm not through with you. Stay right here. But I got to say one thing right now. We appreciate everybody and everything. And something is coming up right up here. And I think it's Safety Harbor. It's called Hero Fest on May 17. And I got one of the heroes right here. Jack, talk to us.
Oh, thank you, Keith. That's very kind of you to say. I'm a retired firefighter paramedic from right here in Clearwater. And there's no organization that has the brotherhood that firefighters develop over time. I mean, you develop a total second family of people that you love, that you care about, that you trust with your life often. And when you walk away from that, when it's time for you to finish your career, it's a very difficult adjustment.
Very
difficult. Several of the men that I worked with have committed suicide, taking their own lives. And one of them was one of my best friends. And I struggled myself with PTSD, not seriously, but most people, I don't think, realize that we often, the buck stops here with the fire department.
Yes, sir.
And what nobody else knows how to deal with, they call fire departments to take care of. It's either the fire department or the police department. And we've had to deal with things that you should never have to see often.
We will continue with the rest of Jack's story next week on Voice for Veterans.
Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose Voice for Veterans on Radio St. Pete. Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive and keep your interests alive. It's Pete the Boss of the Beach, now within your reach on Radio St. Pete Online. It's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.